B-Pod Studios.
This is why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is why you do the show. You take chances. You give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Can I buy this as an NFT, Artie? Just curious.
Oh, this Kings of Leon song?
Yeah, can I buy the old tracks as NFTs?
I'm not sure. And I would also love for you or anyone to explain to me how buying an album as an NFT is different from buying a digital download of an album.
Because it's tokenized.
I know it's non-fungible. But
it's on the blockchain. You know, a digital album is not on the blockchain.
Duh.
You know?
Duh.
Thank you. I just needed someone to explain it to me.
Duh. All right. Well, here's a name that apparently has been thrown out there. Mike Lombardi has apparently talked about Philip Lindsay being a guy who could draw some interest from other teams and maybe the Patriots. According to multiple reports, the Broncos have given him the lowest level tender. That means the team will have the right of refusal if Philip Lindsay wants to sign with another team, but they will not receive any draft pick compensation if they choose to let him walk. If he plays under the tender this year in Denver, that would mean he makes $2.133 million. He ran for more than 1,000 yards in each of his first two seasons, according to reading now from Josh Alper on Pro Football Talk, but injuries and the arrival of Melvin Gordon limited him to 502 yards over 11 games last season.
Sorry, forget about Melvin Gordon getting there.
Yes. So, he's a restricted free agent. He got the lowest tender. The Broncos have the right to match. Could be another name to watch.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Manny Sanders when he was there. Slapping with that tender.
You're not serious? He had draft pick compensation tied to him.
Yeah.
On his tender.
Sure.
It was a better tender. I think it was probably maybe a third round tender. I had to look it up. And the thing that killed us on that deal was the money. And that's a good example. Thank you for bringing that up. So good point today. When the Patriots had a needed receiver then.
Yeah.
And they went after Emmanuel Sanders. They gave a joke of an offer. It was terrible.
They middled it.
It was a terrible offer. And what did we say on that day when we found that out? We said, do you want the player or not?
Yeah, you're going to
regret that one. You should want the player.
Going to regret that one.
Pay the guy. Don't look for a good deal on him. Pay him. He's a good player. You won't regret signing good players. And yesterday, they signed two receivers who I don't think were at the top of anyone's wish list, but they view
as
guys who can fit and really help their team. And I can't say I would have been eager to sign either one of them, but I respect the fact that they said, the hell with waiting on these guys to get a good deal. We're not going to wait for the good deal. We're going to get the guys we want because we need help, and we want to build it, and we want to be good next year.
See, we all know.
And that's something that I've been critical of them for a long time, and so I'm really happy that they did it this way.
I know. We all know Aguilar. We play games against him. We call games against him. He's been in the league. I just don't know if he's a true number one, but you're bringing him here as a one. See, and that's part of the problem with some of these guys when they get here and you get out of position a little bit. Bourne intrigues me because, he drew attention – once teams started to figure out Deebo Samuel, what they were going to do with him and how they were going to bracket him, were they going to double him? And Bourne would just find his way backside with Jimmy. It's slants, it's possession routes. He's sort of got that upright build to him. I think he plays taller than what he is. I think he's about 6'1", 6'2", but, he's got that long neck. And some of the comparisons are Jacoby Myers-like. And that's a good comparison because Myers, to me, plays upright. He knows how to get open, he'll catch it, but he's very up and down. He's never like in that crouch position where see Antonio Brown catching, head's always down. He's looking to make a move and go, as opposed to these possession type receivers that are looking to catch, secure to catch, get down. Oh, do I have a chance to make a football move? Well, then, okay, I do. See, Aguilar's more downfield to me. And now you got an athletic tight end and a bigger tight end, both athletic tight ends. But man, Jonnu Smith's sort of a different cat than what Hunter Henry is, but you got both. Who's your third down back? Who's your flex back? James White's out there getting priced. So you got to worry about that. You got a couple things still you got to worry about.
Got to get Rex Burkhead, so got to get him.
Laugh at me.
I am laughing. Yes, I am. This is me laughing at you and your Rex Burkhead love. You love Rex Burkhead. I know you do. We're aware of it.
Yep, very versatile. Stay healthy.
Very hurt. Very hurt. Very hurt. Always injured. It's a problem. It's a problem for him. 617-779-0985. Evan in New Hampshire on the Patriots and why they're going to trade up in the draft. What do we got, Evan?
Hello. Wondering if, so I'm assuming Wilson's going to go number two. Would it make sense if since they brought Cam that they would likely go up and get someone like Justin Fields? What would it take? Would Gilmore, maybe two first-round picks to go up to four make sense? Or interesting your thought.
There we go again with Gilmore. I want to discount any trade that involves Gilmore. Top I want to five ignore pick it.
Now we're talking about jumping into the top five.
Yes. No. I want to ignore any thought about Gilmore carrying some sort of significant trade value.
And I know it's easy for some of the national people who haven't watched the team to put their grades out there of as far as free agency and attacking the offseason and lots some of giving, the grade of A to Cam. Well, you haven't watched the football team. Just because you sit there on a desk and you're an analyst and you're asked to give an opinion on Team A, Team B, Team C, and you're just going to slap something out there. Watch the way this thing's built. To see the moves that were made yesterday and today does not say, boy, this is the perfect fit. It makes sense because you have draft capital to go up and get a young quarterback. You don't have Tom Brady. You're a team in need of a quarterback. It's very easy for an analyst, a national analyst, to sit there and say, well, that team's in a hunt for a young quarterback. Perfect time to draft one. It's hard for me to believe you make all these veteran-type moves to pair it up with a rookie. It just doesn't work that way here. They don't do that. And Tom Brady fell to them at 199. And I know you say, okay, well, they won a Super Bowl in their second year with a young quarterback named Tom Brady. Brady came out of nowhere for that. This would be like pre-planned. And those usually backfire. Remember, five kids are going to go in the first round probably at the quarterback position. Two are probably going to end up being busts. Three may work out. One might be a stud. They're going to hit home runs on every one of these kids. So unless you're in love with that one kid, then you would say, go get him. Don't sit there and wait at 15 for whichever one out of the five. We like all five. We're going to go make the moves that we made to cross our fingers and hope that someone falls to us at 15. That makes no sense. This is why you brought Cam back. Not to say, hey, you're going to go play, but to show you that we're trying to plan for the position. We have Stidham. We have Cam. We're looking to add one more.
How much guaranteed money have the Patriots handed out? Is there an exact total on that, T-Bone?
140 and change. I know it's like almost a quarter billion that they've done in contracts.
I'm gonna add that up. I don't know if we have every exact guarantee available. I'm going to go through it. With all the money they've guaranteed and with the hundreds of millions of dollars that they have spent?
Just a quick search. I see 135.
I thought it was 130.
Okay, so 135. Guaranteed. Nailed it. All right. And probably more than double that. You know, you said quarter billion.
No, they're over the quarter billion mark.
He just went and spent $250 million in free agency. Would it kill the Patriots to call Stephon Gilmore today and say, hey, we know you got one more year left on the deal. Your number's what, 7? What if we give you another $4 million? Will that make you happy and make you get on board for the year?
What if we double it?
I don't know that they'd go that far.
7's a big number. Yeah.
How about 11? Have a little bonus. Have a little boost.
And then prove that your leg's healthy and go hit it. You know?
Double digits. We'll give you, make sure you're making over $10 million a year. Right? $10.5 million, whatever, $11 million, somewhere in that range. Would it be bad for them to do that and say, we don't want to trade you. We'd rather you stay for the year. They're still going to get the compensatory pick down the road for him being here and then walking. So do you think that would help matters, though? You think that would get him into camp and get him on board? $3 or $4 million on what is now a good team?
It's worth a try. It's worth a shot. Play with your buddies.
It just feels like that would not take too much given all the money that they just spent in the last day. Because as I've said, there'll be a better team with them. They would. Better team having them around. And given all the money they just spent, I wouldn't mind them trying to get a short 2-3 year deal done with the guy. Hey, look at the market. The market's not great right now. This is not the year that you want to be trying to get more money long-term out of another team. So tell you what, come back. Here's a little boost in pay, and then you'll hit the market next year when the cap goes back up. Isn't that the pitch that they should make to him right now? That seems like a good idea.
It does.
Hit the market next offseason when the market will be much better and you'll be positioned to get paid. Just a thought. I think they should make an effort to keep him here and keep him happy and keep him on the team and have a better team, especially after everything they've done here in the last day. Yeah. They want to win. They want to win now. You'll be a better defense with him.
You need those type of players on your defense. If you're getting Judon and all that, like you need a lockdown corner.
And he is certainly that. More of your calls are coming up right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Pete. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
They made themselves a lot better than they were. You heard Adam talk about the cupboard being bare. They had nothing. And that's why they're getting these auxiliary players. They're not going out to try to find one big free agent because they're one big free agent away from winning the Super Bowl. This team stunk. This team had nobody. So now we're going to add these pieces. We're going to add Jonnu Smith. We're going to add Nelson Aguilar. And you're going to add Kendrick Bourne to the outside. Now you get to the pass rush with Matthew Judon. And you're bringing back a lot of opt-outs on defense. Bill Belichick understood that this team stunk. He even said it early on in the year. We went all in for the last 5 years, and we felt like it worked. Last year, they tried to win with coaching. They tried to win with pieces of things together. But Bill Belichick said, that is not going to work for me. I don't have time to sit around and wait to win. And I also don't have the GOAT playing quarterback to fill these holes. So I'm going to fill them myself through free agency, the draft, and put together the best team I possibly can to challenge the Buffalo Bills in the East.
So the Patriots are getting a lot of praise and a lot of headlines today. You're seeing that tweet. They're not done. Zoe says they're not done. We could have more breaking news this hour.
That is factual. They are not done.
They're not done yet.
Yeah.
Not done network. Launch it, Hardy.
Yeah.
Get it up and running.
Come on, Fred Kirsch. Get the bus fired up.
I thought of it earlier. It's a different type of not done.
Not done bus.
They were not done winning championships. Now they're not done trying to get themselves back to a place where they can win championships, but the phrase stays the same.
We get the what do you think bus out there. You guys get to driving around all New England states.
Jenna Lane, ESPN, has this tweet within the last minute. And this is, again, we're talking about the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers. Tom Brady's team. And this is what they're putting out there through their media people. Jenna Lane tweets, the Bucs are actively having conversations with Ndamukong Suh and representatives for Leonard Fournette, Ryan Succop, and Antonio Brown, per sources. They aren't finished.
What? All those guys played for you.
Yeah, but that's trying to keep it together to run it back with the same band.
Like, when you keep hearing the Patriots aren't done, what, now the Bucs have to do that too? No, we're not done.
But you got Baird, David, and Godwin done. Like, you got your big three done. Now those are the ancillary pieces. Those are those. Okay, it's nice to have Sue.
Godwin get an extension beyond the tag?
No, he just got tagged.
Okay.
But he's like, the attitude's fine. It's not like, oh, you tag me, I'm out of here. You know, you get that from some of these diva receivers. No, he's like, I want to stay.
But
and Mike Evans, like, take some of my money. Let's go. You know,
Patriots are in on guys. Well, you know, the Patriots and Leonard Fournette becomes a rumor. Fournette. Well, the Bucks are in on James White.
Fournette will stay.
Why?
Trust me, Fournette's going to stay, and Brady's going to go get James White. We're going to lose James White. White's going to go.
I've been saying that for months that he's going to end up in Tampa. Of course he's going there. It's Brady's guy. Fits what Brady likes. Sure.
Tommy Likey. See, Jimmy Stewart got the number 7.
I'm sorry?
TB12 7 hoodie he had on yesterday.
Oh, God. Did he?
And it'll show that he's like, they bought all the merch. He responded to reply on Twitter, can't wait to get number 8. Wow, 8.
DJ Bean on Twitter took a picture of a number 12 jersey, and he is asking everyone to repurpose their Patriots jerseys by putting the word personnel over what would have been Brady so that you wear a 12 personnel
That's actually pretty creative. There's no way he came up with that.
It is. It's his tweet.
Wow.
Patriots fans, repurpose those old jerseys. Personnel, 12.
You got to do something with them.
12 personnel. As so you said, that's going to be something that everyone is starting to shove down our throats. That's what you said earlier. Kevin in New Hampshire, you want to talk a little 12 personnel? What do you want to talk about?
What's up, Kev?
Well, actually, a question for Zoe in terms of personnel. Obviously, 12 personnel jumps out at everyone with the two tight ends. I'm looking at something maybe along the lines of 22 personnel, particularly on third down, depending on who the back that they might get. That puts defenses in a bind with their personnel packages where there's such matchup problems with the tight ends and how Belichick and McDaniels like to split that back out quite a bit. Just want to get your thoughts,
Zoe. Love it.
I just love it.
I just love it to thinking of the signaler from the sideline. We're going, whoosh. 22 personnel. It's like, yeah. Shotgun.
Give me some of that.
Yep.
You want your thoughts? Give them your thoughts.
No, they're not going to start tagging at 22 personnel. They tag at 13, and that's where it gets weird, to where you got to learn a whole nother system of stack formations. You don't want that. Keep it simple. Keep it to what we know. It's 13 personnel, then we do our zero out slot stuff. You know? You give them too much information.
We're got new guys in coming we need in. Tom in Londonderry right now.
Who's our guy? My guy in Shrewsbury.
Oh, is it? Why? It's not Tom.
You're thinking Tom.
I'm thinking of Tom. I'm confusing them, two of them. Your guy in Shrewsbury is the guy.
No, we do Rip and Liz.
Brent in Shrewsbury.
No, not Roger and Louie. We saved that for, the run.
Brent in Shrewsbury. Ryan in North Andover. Ryan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Ryan.
I was just wondering what you guys think we could get for N'Keal Harry, because he's pretty garbage. So I don't know what teams are interested in him.
Three, allegedly.
No.
Three teams.
Yeah, and I think
a fourth or a fifth rounder.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Best case scenario, fourth.
Isn't that great if they do that?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I agree. Fourth round pick? Sure. We'll do that deal.
Sign me up.
He's not going to work here. It's not going to work.
I told you that this morning. I'm looking at the board right now based on who they've acquired, who they have. I still put Bird and Myers in front of him.
And even Gunner. Like, Gunner's going to be here as a returner, you know, but he's a sixth receiver. You got receivers on the board now. And supposedly they're not done.
Not done. Brian in New Hampshire.
Edelman's still technically here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian. Hey guys, how's it going? First time caller.
Cool.
So I was just curious if this is Bill Belichick kind of taking control of the market, or if the spending spree is like just a coincidence. I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys have to say. Thank you.
I think it's a combination of both. This all happened at the right time.
I think this was Bill's plan the whole way, just based the way these last 2 months have gone. Man, what do we got to do in January scouting for? We're going veterans in free agency. We have the money to do it. We have the collateral, and we have the ability to do it. Plus, boy, the groundwork that must have been laid with Drew Rosenhaus. And I told you that. That guy has access to more than any other agent I've ever seen when he comes to visit here. You know, down along the ropes at camp. He's down there in the mix. See him on the sidelines at games. It's unusual for an agent. You see Don Yee and those guys down there. You see Brady's people filming stuff, but you never see the agents down there. At Drew Rosenhaus, he gets seen and he gets access.
That's not necessarily true. What is not Don Yee, the other guy that works?
Dubin.
Dubin. He's been on the sideline before.
Guy. Yeah, but he's a business guy. Yeah, I mean, they've been down there. They've been down there to shake hands before an AFC title game. They're quickly in and out. But Rosenhaus stands down there on his phone and walks around on the field like, check me out.
Rosenhaus does have a bit of a presence when he's there.
Does he have a quarterback at all? I think he's got all these guys, all these like good, talented guys. I don't think he has like one quarterback. Very minimal. Like the quarterbacks go to Athletes Academy or you go to Tom Condon, Lee Steinberg now, you know, starting to acquire more guys.
He had Mahomes, right?
Yeah, the David Dunn.
Yeah, he's got Mahomes.
Yeah, Steinberg's got Mahomes. I think he's got somebody else coming out, one of the big ones.
Interesting. He's not big on quarterbacks.
He's not.
Nope. Speed guys. Speed and defense. He's big on the U. He got that whole U connection. Florida. Gronkowski.
I'm going over a list of his players right now. It's Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Gronkowski. Chad Johnson back in the day. LeSean McCoy. Plaxico Burress. Terrell Owens. Tyreek Hill. Warren Sapp.
Pass rushers. Tight ends. Running backs. Receivers. Yeah. Yeah, good call by Uzo.
Huh.
Good observation there. He doesn't mess around with those quarterbacks.
No, he doesn't. No. Not worth his time.
Too much drama.
Oh, drama.
Drama. Too much of that. Mike and Walpole.
They don't change teams often enough either.
That's true.
That's right.
Mike and Walpole. Hi, Mike. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
How's it going in Walpole?
Yeah, no, nothing really at all. I'm just wondering, you guys were saying you give up the 15th pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, but the past 4 years, he's played 6-3, 16, and 6 games. Why would you give up a first-round pick for somebody who's been that injured?
Okay.
Because you want him?
And Joe Burrow blew his knee out.
And you overpay.
Ripped all three ligaments, shredded it. Joe Burrow's knee. If he's healed, would you give up the 15th pick to go get that guy? And I'm not comparing Jimmy to Burrow, but injuries happen in this league.
Injuries happen, and someone else was asking me earlier, it's like,
it's why, not like he gets hit, you, and he winces. You know what I mean? It's like he had legitimate injuries.
Yes.
Yeah.
But why would you give up a one when you only traded him for a two? Because he's worth a one now. That's what I think. You know, we're not.
He went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
These are fun. That. Yeah, these are fungible.
He's 24-7. He's 24-8. His record when he's a winner.
Yeah, you can assign value, and sometimes the value increases, and sometimes the value decreases. Just because you drafted him in the second, really in the third, what was he 62nd overall?
Now I'm not being
and
fraudulent.
Traded him for a two. So what? Now you can only give up a two to get him back. That's not how it works.
I'm not being fraudulent here. I've always liked Jimmy, but I always picked Brady over him, and he did the right thing keeping Brady over Jimmy because of the results.
I agree.
But now Brady's not here. It's time to move on.
Yes,
and it's time to bring him home. I said it last week. You love something, you set it free. If it comes back to you, it's what. Was that joke you told me we were leaving the building yesterday?
But I'm not going to tell that joke again.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I forgot to tell my kid it. I said, I got a good joke. Shoot, I forgot it. I told you the one about the frog.
Yes,
went to the bank looking for a loan.
Don't tell that one again either.
Let's see Miss Patty.
Today's takeaways will be coming up in about 20 minutes here on Zolak and Bertrand. We'll get to more of your calls, more of your thoughts on the Patriots free agency class, which is like growing by the hour at this point.
We're not done yet.
Not done yet.
Break out the not done towels.
The Not Done Yet Network.
Here's Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talk sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
I'm just going
to
say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six 617-779-0985, the phone number here on Zolak and Bertrand.
They stole this riff off Bush.
Yeah. Breathe in, breathe out,
no.
Breathe in.
You know they
did. Let's go. Let's go.
985thesportshub.com has your Patriots free agency tracker where you can get the latest news and rumors on everything related to the Patriots and free agency. So every time there's a tweet or a team, the team is linked to a certain player, it appears magically right there.
Bang.
985thesportshub.com. Let's get all the latest reports, the N'Keal Harry news, the Chris Carson, Leonard Fournette connection to the Patriots, the teams that are in on Patriots free agents like James White and David Andrews. We've heard about that today.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to break during our show. Probably during the 2 to 6 show.
Hmm.
The afternoon show.
Getting more specific with your predictions.
What do they call us? The midday show?
It's really interesting.
So we're the midday show.
It's not going to break in the midday?
Show. Not in the midday.
It's going to be something later on.
Later on.
Anyone hear Jones last night?
No.
Hardy?
Nope.
No.
What'd he do?
I don't know.
I would not listen to him last night.
I'm just wondering if he found a way to spin it into a negative.
I'm sure. That's why I wouldn't listen to him, Dallas.
And I'm not accusing him of that. I
had a good day
yesterday.
I didn't want the pressure.
Well, if he did, he was sidetracked by the negative spin he had to throw on after the Bruins finished up their 4-1 loss to the Penguins last night. So
I guess that was a bad one, huh? They're struggling with the 5-on-5?
They are.
You know, he always changes his Twitter name. He's now currently Jonesy Bradley Jr.
Yes.
With the baseball.
He was texting me last night.
The best one. It should never change.
About his note-taking. Didn't you say that you saw the photos that we posted online of the
doing
notes?
That for years.
Psychotic.
Did you say that he kept all those, Beetle? Were
oh,
you
no,
the one
I
that
not.
Told me?
Okay. No, it was not me.
Because I'm keeping that one.
What, for when the aliens come?
I don't know. It just seems like...
What do you need to build the flux capacitor?
It just feels like evidence. It feels like
it
evidence
really
of something.
Yep.
Zodiac killer.
Yeah.
There's a theorem in there. There's...
The answer to something is in there.
Pythagorean theorem?
Right.
Theory?
So from what I can tell on Twitter, he was...
Serum?
He was hammering the Patriots for... And I didn't hear this.
Don't even bring it up.
He was hammering... He was hammering the Patriots for signing Jonnu Smith and not getting Hunter Henry.
Then he went and got Hunter Henry. Like, do you come on air tonight?
Now what? On that particular thing.
Well, it's going to affect the 2 third-round picks that you invested last year. He'll attack them.
We all know that they still have a needed quarterback. They do. I mean, you can roll out Cam Newton. You could do that if you want. But you can afford to be a lot better at quarterback. That doesn't mean you can't take joy in everything the Patriots have done here in the last day.
He made a statement. Not only them, and I mean, here we are.
you know, after, you know, Brady's left, it's going to be over a year now. And yet there's the back and forth with Fournette. Like, it's still, you know, here in Tampa getting the headlines. That's the story right now. Who other teammate had more action than you had yesterday? You stole free agency yesterday and today. Came out of the gate today. Started a show. Bang! It's the way you start the show. It's the way you set the tone on a Tuesday. They said, ha, Jones. They're probably sitting there listening to him last night. Saying, watch this. How much we got? Look at that. Call Hunter Henry. Yeah, call him. Yeah, get him signed too. Stick that Jones where the sun don't shine. Change your name. Change it again.
I thought you didn't want to talk about him.
Well, you brought it up.
Well, no, I know.
Yeah, I didn't want any negative day. I didn't want anything negativity to infect the day.
No negative day.
No. Another positive day today. Another good positive day. Okay. And I think there's more good things to come. So
you want to stay very positive. Yesterday, before the show, T-Bone had sent us a tweet from Rich Cimini, who
New York,
yeah, covers the New York Jets, ESPN guy. He put together this chart of top free agent spenders in the last five off seasons.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, it was the Dolphins. They then added five wins to their record from the previous year. In 2019, it was the Jets. They added three wins to their record. In 2018, it was the Bears, who added seven wins from one year to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Seven wins. The Bears in 2018 went 12-4.
I think they finally have some first-round picks now since the trade for Khalil Mack. Like, they haven't been invested in the first round. A couple years. That's worked well.
The Jaguars in 2017 added seven wins as well, and the Giants in 2016 added five wins. Do you see what I'm telling you here?
Yeah, that you expect impact, but is it sustainable? See, all those other teams didn't have the coaching base or experience that
we've had
here, and sort of the Bill and Trust theory.
So the last five biggest spenders in each of the last 5 years, you've got, these are the number of wins that were added: 5, 3, 7, 7, and 5. The outlier is 3.
I'd take 3.
So let's take the 5.
It's 10 and 6.
Let's take 4. Take the number in the middle. If it adds 5 wins to the Patriots,
12-4.
You're a 12 win team.
Yeah, you're back to what you are. This is the biggest point I wanted to make. Like, we need to get off the mat. We need to swing back. We need to do something to prove that we have a pulse. They proved and showed that he's pissed off, that 7-9 is not acceptable down there on Route 1, and that they were going to do something about it. Now, to your own failures, right? You got to acknowledge that, too. There's a reason you're going out and spending the way you spend, because you haven't been able to have that secondary support through your draft over the years. The drafts have been a struggle. But now you have the collateral to fix it, and fix it quickly. That's what I want. I don't want a slow rebuild. I want to get back in the game. I want football to be important in September and August. This excites me for the preseason. Like, I had no excitement a week ago. They created excitement and a buzz. They stole the show. They stole the headline. They are the headline. Not only here, nationally. Turn on All Access last night. NFL Network. Everybody's talking about them. This morning, get up, watch the scroll run to New England. New England counters.
What else are you going to talk about?
Nobody else making moves. Who's the other big moves?
There are other moves that are happening. Yeah. I mean, but no one making multiple big moves.
Not like, and another one they sneak in before the nightfall. Like, wow. Yeah.
The biggest moves have been, or the most, you know, recognizable team in all of this has been the Patriots. A lot of guys have gone back to their own teams. They've either had franchise tags. I mean, the biggest names to switch teams, Joe Tooney going to Kansas City is a big move.
Right.
I'm talking about non-Patriot moves.
Yeah, but as Kansas City geek, they got a guard, even though it's $80 million and you're a great player. No.
No, I guess not. I know what you mean. I'm trying to look at some of the big deals. Carl Lawson, edge rusher, went to the Jets. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, and prior to this legal tampering period, the quarterback moves between Detroit and LA. Yeah. I mean, those were big.
That was a big one.
I gave you Bud Dupree earlier. I think that's one of the big ones.
Bud Dupree's a big one.
Going to Tennessee. Good. That's a big one. Corey Davis did not go to the Patriots, though. Speaking of Titans. That's
depressing.
You kept throwing that name out there. Corey Davis is
more money than the other guys.
Is going elsewhere.
Jets, I think.
Yeah. Jets have made some moves.
Jets have made some moves for their young quarterback or Sam Darnold.
They also put the franchise tag on May. So the Jets have done some stuff. Yeah. They've done some spending.
Well, this is disappointing. The iconic candy Peeps is back after production was halted due to the pandemic with Easter coming. One of the most disgusting candies you could ever think of. The marshmallow Peep. How many can you fit in your mouth?
Solak and Bertrand, middays 10 to 2. Whoosh. John is in New Hampshire. John.
Yes, Zoe, since you're the Patrick on the free agent route, why don't they dust you off out of the mothballs? You're doing a week in 180. I mean, you'd be better than Cam Newton by a long shot. Seriously.
Is this a comedy routine? What is it that we're listening to there? We got calls that are waiting that have been waiting patiently. I want to try and get them in before takeaways.
I think I could
dial up. Steve in Taunton.
Steve.
What's going on, boy?
Yeah, there he is. Yeah. What's up?
What's your reaction to all this?
These moves have people in my neck of the wood geeked out of their trees.
All right.
Bill's not playing. Bill's not playing. He's going all out this year.
So first press conference, Steve from Taunton is there, and your question is going to be what to him? Talk about what? What are you going to tell him? What are you going to ask him to talk about?
Bill, talk about these moves, Bill. I'll tell you, they're huge. That's all. They're huge. Huge moves.
Hard hitting right there.
Yeah. Hey, no, seriously, though, with the moves they made, you got to think Bill's going to go for a legit passer soon. He is.
You'd have to, Steve, right? I mean, it makes sense.
You have to go for a passer, I'll tell you. There's too much mouths to feed there, guys.
There's only so much pie to go around.
Well, guys. You know?
All right, Steve.
All right, see you, Steve. Yeah. Thanks for checking in.
Steve, pleased with the moves by the Patriots.
Because now you look downfield, there's going to be everybody there.
Everybody's open. Waving their hands over the head.
Talk about it.
Chris in Hartford.
Throw it to him.
Beetle, Hardy, Zoe, what a gorgeous day outside again. Spring is coming. We got baseball, but I want to talk about my Patriots. Hey, Zoe.
Hey.
Stidham. Do you think because the way that he is quick with the three-step, five-step, seven-step drop, Belichick has not given up on him with these weapons? Have a great day, guys.
Okay, I just think that, you know, he's a young player that they have control over at very cheap money. That I'm just throwing for a loop.
Three-step, five-step, seven-clock drop.
Daylight come and
I was thinking more rock around the clock there with that one.
But that belongs to Merriweather.
Bill, talk about these moves, Bill.
Three-step, five-step, seven-step, drop. Daylight come and we want to go home.
You know that Jump in the Line song at the end of Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
That was on the radio the other day.
Harry Belafonte,
It's a long song.
Shake. Shake Sinatra.
Shake it all the time. You would think that's maybe like a 2-minute novelty song.
New touchdown song.
It goes on forever.
New touchdown song.
Hey, good one.
We could make that work.
Is this a year for new touchdown song?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Kind of fills it.
Yes, please.
Because I don't know if that's your house anymore. Just you need to get your house back.
Pick a good song and stop trying to hook up your buddy. Please.
New touchdown song. Eliminate ballroom blitz off the blitz. Because the man in the back, everything's whack. Nobody says that.
Yeah, blink an eye.
Even though 300 loves it. They know it's frightening. Everything is lightning.
Give it to me now. Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how
and they give it.
We need to break news every day.
And they
give it. No, you don't.
I love breaking news.
We broke it today.
Just anywhere.
And now.
Give it to me, babe.
Time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Give it a stuff.
That's sweet.
All right, just finished my cup of soup there, and today's takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. All six locations open for both new clients in search of weekly weight loss and free support for those Awaken 180 clients who've already found the solution for weight loss. Open for everybody. What do we have? Start of the show?
It's got to be
the reaction
news,
that we had.
Looking around.
We were getting set up. We were a little late getting on the air today. We were all backed up.
We were a little bit slow
this morning. We were sitting here waiting. Zoe and I patiently waiting to get on the air.
Jim Louth, no pants on.
And it just all sort of lined up that the breaking news happened right as the show began.
This is what it sounded like by the way, with no music.
No music. Dry, as we like to say. Okay. All right, let's get right into it. We got breaking news.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Yes.
No.
The breaking news sounder.
Are you serious?
Let's go.
No way. Give it to me. I'll
give it. What is it?
Is it real? Is it blue check mark? Blue check mark. Come on. Give me a blue check mark, damn it.
Tyler's got it.
I got it. Adam Schefter. The Patriots are signing former Chargers tight end Hunter Henry to a three-year, $37.5 million deal, including $25 million guaranteed. Free agency's top two tight ends, Henry and Jonnu Smith.
That's how you
wind
start
up
today.
In New England.
That's how you start a Tuesday in New England.
All right.
Brad Stevens joins us 12:20 today.
Wow.
Holy Jesus H. Mother.
Wow. Zoe and I embraced.
We almost kissed.
Oh, I missed that
we
part.
We embraced. Oh. We hugged.
Last time that happened, Chris Sell got signed, and Jimmy Stewart and I think the old place were hugging.
Oh, that's right.
Humping each other's legs.
Yes, it was very uncomfortable. Yeah. I remember that.
We chest bumped, and then we hugged. They didn't catch that on camera.
I think they cut that out.
I think they had switched to Hardy. They missed it. They missed the chest bump and the hug.
I got a headache after that first segment.
You got to catch your breath. You know,
pantsless Louth running down the hall.
Louth was like waving his hands like nobody could see him.
I think I violated the office COVID rules.
I think we're good.
Oh. We were maskless and we were all over each other.
I've been licking doorknobs. So
special circumstances.
Yeah, you know, that's Hunter Henry will do those things.
There's stuff worth getting sick over.
Hey. You know, we haven't even really talked much about the impact of these guys, all these names on the field. We're going to have to start doing that tomorrow. If there's not more breaking news. Felger and Mazur next.
Football Wednesday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.